What was the feeling? What was it, do you think, that drove you to want to be a musician?
Well,
have an interest in
it? Music didn't, I didn't choose music, it chose me. At 3 years old, you don't make any conscious decisions like that. So music chose me, I didn't make the choice.
Subconscious?
No, just my uncle was teasing his little three-year-old boy. I bet you can't, he was sitting at the piano, I bet you can't. I never sat down at the piano in my life at that time. That took a long time to decide now, 3 years old, you know, it took me a long time.
Yeah.
You know. But in any case, he was, but you can't, the rest is history. Sat down, but nope. Thank you. Gershwin and the other writers wrote, which were, they're American classics too, but they never intended their compositions to be interpreted beyond their wildest dreams. Sarah Vaughan sings things that were that are beyond the wildest dreams of the writers, and Charlie Parker played things as April in Paris, when he played that You Were in Paris in April, and so on and so on. John Coltrane's biggest hit, My Favorite Things, come on. That's his biggest hit. So the wonderful thing, prior to our getting our own compositions on the road, like Horace Silver has done very wisely, Horace has a body of work all his own. He had some instances, rare, about covering some other songs, but very rare. But prior to our composing, like I present 80% of my music now, as opposed to 20% of other artists. Yeah. Other composers. That used to be 20% of my music, 80%, but now it's shifted to 80% Mr. Jamal and 20%. But before that, we would interpret songs beyond the wildest dreams. That's what has made up the so-called jazz phenomena. I mean, Lester Young, Polka Dots and Moonbeats, when he played that, come on. Nat Cole's Body and Soul, Lester Young's Body and Soul. Common Records, Art Tatum playing all those wonderful things, Human Rest, Flying Home, all those things that they, come on. And people are awestruck. People like
J'ai le très grand plaisir de vous présenter l'une des plus prestigieuses petites formations de l'histoire du jazz. Et j'ai d'autant plus de plaisir à le faire que cette formation se produit pour la première fois ce soir en Europe continentale. Nous avons tout d'abord à la batterie Frank Gant. À la contrebasse, Jamil Suleiman. Tous deux seront pendant une heure environ les partenaires du pianiste Ahmad Jamal.
Thank you very much. Here's a composition written by Mr. Richard Evans. It's about a city in South America. This one is called Bogota. Thank you.
he'll arrange based on my ensembles, the record we made, and the arrangement that is, and the other things that Miles did were incorporated in his group. The Red Gardens made a record called Arms Blues, one of my cop breaks I wrote in back in 1948, and it was used in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf on Broadway for 2 years. Just 30 seconds of Arms Blues performed by Miles Davis, Red Garland at the piano. So Miles was legendary. Figure still sells 5,000 units every month. So he was a phenomenal talent, and I accept the fact he admired me, and he accepted the fact that I admired him. All good things came from it, for both of us. But as far as working with Miles, a lot of people have, no, we were both leaders, and I'm still leading. And I had no desire to work with any other configuration outside of my own.
Yeah.
And same way with Miles. Miles had his own group, and out of his group came many, many giants. Chick Corea, Keith Jarrett, Cannonball Adderley, Bill Evans, a lot of great people came out of Miles's. Tony Williams was on. He had an uncanny knack for finding great talent. Like Duke had that knack too of finding that talent for talent. Miles.
Thank you. Marseille, je marche souvent seul dans tes rues, et trop souvent j'y ai disparu. Marseille, mon cœur si seul cherche ta caresse, car ma vie est trop remplie de tristesse. Marseille, de ta mer de splendeur et de regrets, de ton soleil implacable jusqu'au soir tard. Marseille, ta voix ne cesse de m'appeler. Marseille, Marseille, ville d'éternité. Marseille, ouais, tes monuments abondent en nombre, tes mystères au-delà des hommes nous comblent. Marseille, jamais je ne pourrai regretter le jour béni où je t'ai rencontré. Oui, Marseille, de ta mer de splendeur et de regrets, de ton soleil implacable jusqu'au soir tard. Marseille, ta voix ne cesse de m'appeler. Marseille, Marseille, ville d'éternité. Oui, d'éternité. Marseille, jamais je ne pourrai t'oublier. Marseille, je marche seul dans tes rues, et trop souvent j'y ai disparu. Marseille, ouais. Je marche souvent seul dans tes rues. Oui, et tu sais, trop souvent j'y ai disparu. Oh, Marseille, mon cœur si seul cherche ta caresse, car ma vie est trop remplie de tristesse. Marseille, de ta mer de splendeur et de regrets, de ton soleil implacable jusqu'au soir tard. Marseille, ta voix ne cesse de m'appeler. Oui, elle susurre à mon oreille. Marseille, ville d'éternité. Tes monuments abondent en nombre, tes mystères au-delà des hommes nous comblent. Marseille, jamais je ne pourrai t'oublier. Jamais je ne pourrai regretter le jour où je t'ai rencontré. Marseille, rien que la sonorité de ton nom m'apporte des frissons. Marseille, de ton soleil implacable suite amère de splendeur et de regret. Marseille, jamais, non jamais, je ne pourrais t'oublier. Marseille. De ton soleil implacable, mer d'éternité, ville d'éternité, Marseille. Cesse de m'appeler, oui, Marseille, de ta mer de splendeur et de regret, ville d'éternité. Ma vie est remplie de toi, Marseille. Oui, c'est ainsi. Je marche seul dans tes rues, et trop souvent j'y ai disparu, oui, Marseille. Je ne peux t'oublier tellement je t'aime, ville lumière. Marseille, lorsque j'arpente tes trottoirs le soir, Marseille, ainsi soit-il.